seemed off-limits, too intimidating. Ringo was the Beatle for girls who lacked ambition. Picking him as your favourite suggested a touch of realism. It went without saying that the others were already taken, but you might just stand an outside chance with the drummer. If someone asked whom my favourite was, I always said, "Oh, I like Ringo," remembered Fran Lebovich, who grew up in New Jersey. I like the personality of Ringo Starr. I still do. He was not, of course, the favourite in my school among the girls. Paul McCartney was far and away the favourite. He was a cute Beatle. So it was probably just a contrarian position to choose Ringo Starr. Helen Shapiro was only 16, but already a major star when the Beatles toured as one of her supporting acts at the start of 1963. Like any other girl, she had her favourite. John was married, but nobody knew about it at the time, so along with a few thousand other girls, I had a crush on him. George was the most serious. He would occasionally talk about what he was going to do when he was rich and try to pick my brains about the financial side of things. I couldn't have been a lot of help. I still wasn't interested in the money. Paul remained the spokesman. Ringo was the quiet one. Patty Boyd met the four Beatles after being chosen to play one of the schoolgirls in Hard Day's Night. On first impressions, John seemed more cynical and brash than the others, Ringo the most endearing, Paul was cute, and George, with velvet brown eyes and dark chestnut hair, was the best-looking man I'd ever seen. Unlike millions of other fans, Patty was able to take her choice a stage further. Reader, she married him. There was a Beatle to suit every taste. As a fan, you expressed yourself by picking one over the others. Each personified a different element. John, fire. Paul, water. George, air. Ringo, earth. Even their friends liked to paint them in primary colours, with sharply contrasting characters, like one of those jokes about the Englishman, the Welshman, the Irishman, and the Scotsman. Carolyn C. noted how, in A Hard Day's Night, they enacted their given personas. Winsome Paul, witty John, thoughtful George, goofy Ringo. The actor Victor Spinetti once told this story about them. While filming Help in Salzburg, he caught flu and was confined to bed.
The Beatles came to my hotel room to visit. The first to arrive was George Harrison. He knocked, came in and said, "I've come to plump your pillows. Whenever anyone's ill in bed, they have to have the pillows plumped." And then he plumped my pillows and left. John Lennon came in next and marched up and down, barking, "Sieg Heil, Schweinhund! The doctors are here. They're coming to experiment upon you. Sieg Heil! Heil Hitler!" And he left. Ringo then came in, sat down by the bed, picked up the hotel menu and read out loud as if to a child. "Once upon a time there were three burrs, Mummy Burr, Daddy Burr and Baby Burr." And then he left. Paul opened the door an inch, asked, "Is it catching?" "Yes," I said, on which he shut the door and I never saw him again.
Paul was being the pragmatist as usual. He knew that if he or the others had caught flu, there'd be no filming. Working alongside Brian Epstein, Alistair Taylor observed the different ways the Beatles dealt with their earnings.
Every month, Brian would issue each of the boys with their financial statements, all neatly and accurately itemised and sealed in a white manila envelope. They reacted very differently. John would instantly crumple it up and stuff it in his pocket. George might have a look. Ringo certainly couldn't understand it and didn't waste any time trying. Paul was the one who opened it carefully and would sit in the corner of the office for hours going meticulously through it.
As they grew older, the differences in their characters became sharper. It was as though the wind had changed and each had been stuck with the face he last pulled. Asked to submit ideas for famous figures to include on the Sgt. Pepper album cover, George suggested a few Indian gurus, and Paul picked a broad variety of artists, from Stockhausen to Fred Astaire. John's suggestions were more macabre or offbeat. The Marquis de Sade, Edgar Allan Poe, Jesus, Hitler. And as for Ringo, he simply said he'd go along with what the others wanted. Of course, the Beatles revolved around the contrasting characters.